करते रहना, अब तुम्हें साथी है बस इतना ही कहना, अब तुम्हें आगे बढ़ते रहना, अब तुम्हें साथी है।
Hi friends, and today I have the honor of celebrating with you the achievement of our remarkable boy. He has done so well in this year's exam, and this year is so special because I'm sure you know Nikhil will help us here by telling us about the difficulties that he faced in this year because of the pandemic, COVID duties as an internship, but massive rank one in INICET, India's first INICET rank one. Now, this is a unique record. This is the unique record, you know, Nikhil, that you have now, that, you know, you are rank one in INICET. Before this, everybody was either an AIIMS ranker or a JIPMER ranker, PGI ranker. You are a combined ranker of all three institutes, rank one. Heartiest congratulations, Nikhil. How are you feeling today?
So, sir, I'm not able to digest this, that I'm rank one. I'm again and again checking the rank, that I am the rank one. I'm checking my roll number with the rank list, that okay, this is my roll number. So not able to get it in that I am the rank.
Has it now sunk in? Do you now have the feeling that you are on the right
rank to you, sir? So yes.
Great. So Nikhil, you know, I want to know from you, you know, at the outset itself, that this 2020 has been a tough year. You know, yes. You know, it has been an unusual year, tough year. The exam patterns changed. They had a different exam. The all exams were combined. The style of the paper was very different from a classical AIIMS. And in between, you know, you must have, you know, days of unsurety because of the pandemic and duties. You know, how did you manage all that in 2020?
Sir, I just like any other person, I was also in despair, like after a hectic duty, after hectic 15 days, or after being posted in the COVID ward where you can't even take out your phone to read anything. So I used to give GTs to get my confidence up. Like after something bad happens, I used to give a GT, and that used to light me up, ki there's still hope, we can still do this. Then the GT was my main source of inspiration to get myself going, that I have done. Even if I got a bad score in a GT, it gave me the motivation to do more, to study more. So GTs were the main source of inspiration for me. Like, I have to do this much, I have to get here, so like that.
And, you know, Nikhil, you know, I wanted to know from you that you have been a damn student since your third year MBBS. And, you know, and plus, you know, I want to tell the listeners that I have had the honor of meeting him in a Grey Matter quiz, as well as the finalist in the DAMS National Grey Matter quiz. And, you know, and interacting with him in different parts of his career, I think, you know, as a second year, I think I met him in his... Then in the auditorium, I think when we were doing the radiology class, yes, and he always came across as a very bright boy, and he always had some very interesting queries, and he has some very interesting strategies which I wanted to, you know, bring it out from him. So, you know, I'll start by asking him that, Nikhil, you know, what you started early, you started in the third year with us, and so what difference did you realize from, you know, till the time you were in your first and second year, you were studying on your own, then you came to the DAMS foundation classes. Did you feel some differences happening in your mindset and your how to study part?
Yes, a huge difference. Like I was able to get the things out of I used to read a textbook from cover to cover. After the classes, after listening to the teachers how they teach, I got an idea about how to extract the important things out of the book. Like one thing I always tell my friends is that whichever classification you are reading, always remember the stage three. Whatever you are reading, always remember the stage three. So like that, I used to simplify things for myself. That you can only get from teachers. When they teach like that, you try to inculcate their qualities into yourself, like how you try to imitate them. So got to extract more information by spending the same amount of time on my books and on the notes. And so notes were very helpful in revision in the last 10 days. I would not have been able to do so many things came from the things I did in the last 10 days. So the last 10 days were very crucial. Notes helped a lot in that.
And I think, Nikhil, you know, what happens is, what I feel is that the foundation of the final victory is laid in the third year itself. Like, you know, when, because the notes that you make there, and you could not have done that kind of notes making in this year's internship, you know, with the kind of fear and panic was all around. So when you had already done the thing, now you could capitalize on them. Do you think that starting early gives you that advantage?
Yes, once you have the notes with you, you have all your ammunition. You just have to add the things onto it. So it obviously becomes very easy. And I from my personal experience, the subjects for which I did not have the notes till the mid of my final year, they always tended to remain weak. Those subjects always tended to remain weak, like, especially ophthalmology. I did not have notes for ophthalmology, and it tended to remain weak. जितनी मर्जी पढ़ लूँ ऑप्थल्मोलॉजी हमेशा ऐसे लगता था कि वीक ही है यार ये तो सो मेकिंग नोट्स यस यस सो वंस आई मेड नोट्स इन थर्ड ईयर सो इट ऑब्वियसली गॉट इजी फॉर ऑल द सब्जेक्ट्स
और मुझे क्या लगता है अच्छा निखिल मुझे ये बताओ कि जैसे जब हम क्लासरूम में होते थे सो व्हाट वाज योर इंटेंट ड्यूरिंग द क्लासरूम कि मैं नोट्स बनाऊंगा समझूंगा वर यू द इंटरेक्टिव स्टूडेंट एंड What row in the class would you want to sit? मतलब किस row में बैठने
वाले? Sir, I was not the interactive student and I used to sit in the last row, behind the last projector.
छुपने बैठते
थे. Yes. I usually was late in the classes, so I had to sit in the last row. I did not have an option in there. So yes, and sir, but I used to sit in front of the projector, whichever projector I used to find. So, and sir, I used to mostly listen in the classes, and I wrote as much as possible, how much I could assimilate in the class, and I wrote only those things that I could understand in the class, and rest of the notes I completed from my friends. I completed my friends after seeing what they have written and understanding what they have written, and because in class I was only concentrated on what I was able to understand and writing only that. So yes.
So you know that means that you did classwork as well as homework, and this is something that I'm so happy to learn from you, that many students what do is they do the classwork. But he also did the homework, that after going back he made sure that if he had missed any points, he covered it from the friends, and not only covered it, it was not a passive exercise. He discussed. I am sure, you know, he tried to understand what he missed and then he filled up the gaps. I think that is brilliant. And even more brilliant was his strategy of giving grand tests. And this is something that I wanted to highlight to everybody. Nikhil, you know, that is unique that you've done that. You know, please tell us, when did you start giving your grand tests?
I started giving so first of all, in third year I was unsure about whether I have to do USMLE or Indian PG. I attended your class in February, so I was sure that I will give a go for Indian PG. And so after that I gave my first grand test after one or two classes, I right at the start of my preparation, and I used to compare my rank with the rank holders of that year in my third year. Like at that time Umang Arora sir was the topper, and he also used to give the same grand test, and I was like, I am 200 or 160 marks behind him. I have to correct 40 more questions to get at the same level. I have to correct 50 more questions to get at the same level. So sir, that was my strategy. So in the end, sir, we are competing with each other and not with the paper. So we have to get ahead of each other. So that's the main goal in the end. So
yeah, I think that is a very smart thing to do, because you know what the reason I am highlighting this is because if you give a grand test in the third year, you don't have pressure because you know you have 2 years. There's no pressure.
Yes,
but there is everything to win, because if you see yes, that okay, the gap between me and topper is less, you get so much confidence.
Yes, sir.
And also tell me about the CBTs that we have taken. Did they also help you to build your confidence and
Yes,
any
sir.
particular ramps or things experience?
Yes, sir. I had, sir, especially the August CBT. I had a very hectic duty at that time, so I was really down at the end. At the end of 20 days, at the end of 15 days, and the August CBT really, I got seventh rank in that, and it really gave me a boost that it is still doable. That I was standing helplessly in the emergency, like, what am I doing? All the people are studying, and I'm standing here putting Follies and all, and so, but once I gave the test, and the rank came, I was like, yes, yeah, it's doable. After all this, I'm still able to get seventh rank. If I give my 100%, then I'll be able to even get even better rank. So
And when you look back today, and if I ask you to analyze the paper for the people who are going to give the exam in future, like this is the first time they have done a INICET. Now,
yes.
start from your own apprehensions before you were giving the exam. You must have some apprehension. And how did the final INICET CBT that we had taken, how did that help? How was the paper? Give us some insight.
First of all, no one was sure about the pattern, but I found the DAMS mock for AIIMS the most, the one of the best. It was the best mock for AIIMS. It was based on previous years. It was not a direct copy of previous years. It was based on previous years, like the AIIMS exam is based on previous years. And so in the real exam, I think that they went more in technicalities. Like, earlier we were able to rule out two options very easily, but now, sir, even the two options were we rule out नहीं हो पा रहे थे दो ऑप्शन भी ऐसा हो गया था सर. एंड सर, स्पेशली द ए बी सी डी, ए बी सी आर करेक्ट, ए बी आर करेक्ट, दोज क्वेश्चंस वर दे टुक अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम. दैट वी वर आई वाज नॉट श्योर अबाउट विच ऑप्शन टू मार्क, बट सर आई मार्क्ड अराउंड 198 क्वेश्चंस. एंड सर, स्पेशली इन सब्जेक्ट्स लाइक एनाटॉमी, दे वेंट इनटू वेरी डिटेल्ड डिसेक्शंस. कैडेवरिक स्पेसिमेंस वर आस्क्ड इन वेरी 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 हाई डिटेल. एंड सर, ऑलमोस्ट सर, आई थिंक दैट इट वॉज फॉर प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर INICET, वन हैज़ टू डू द प्रीवियस ईयर्स ऑफ एम्स, जिपमर, एज वेल एज पीजीआई, टू गेट द होल्ड ऑफ दैट ए बी सी टाइप क्वेश्चन, दैट ए बी सी आर करेक्ट. सर, टू गेट अ होल्ड ऑफ दैट, वी हैव टू डू द पीजीआई प्रीवियस ईयर एग्जाम्स, प्रीवियस ईयर पेपर्स. वी शुड आई डिड ओनली टू प्रीवियस ईयर ऑफ पीजीआई. दैट आई हैड इन माइंड कि यार अब तो एम्स ही कंडक्ट करवा रहा है, तो मे बी सिर्फ एम्स का ही होगा, बट इट वॉज अ कम्बाइंड पेपर. सो इवन प्रीवियस ईयर क्वेश्चन दैट आई हैड सीन समवेयर फॉर जिपमर, दे ऑल्सो केम इन द एग्जाम. सो इट वॉज अ कम्बाइंड. सो इंस्टेड ऑफ डूइंग जस्ट एम्स प्रीवियस 5 or 6 years पेपर, वी हैव टू डू ऑल द इंस्टीट्यूट प्रीवियस ईयर एग्जाम, प्रीवियस ईयर पेपर्स.
I think Nikhil has given us some very valid points. Number one, that I feel he's totally exactly on mark, and he has to be on the mark. He is on the 100th percentile of this year's exam. Hai na? Nikhil, you must have seen it. How does it feel to be on the topmost of the percentile list? Awesome. So when he says something, we have to agree, because Nikhil, you have to add on to it. I feel this year's paper was knowledge intensive, not common sense intensive. You could not
Yes,
rule
sir.
it out. You had to know it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And second thing that I feel is that all institutes have contributed, including NIMHANS. I feel the
Yes.
psychiatry that they have asked was not of the AIM standard, it was of the NIMHANS standard they've asked. So I think
Yes,
all
sir.
four have contributed questions.
Yes,
And I
sir.
think this is now going to lay the rules for future INICETs, that
Yes, sir.
everyone would contribute. It would not be one institute contributing to
Yes,
the
sir.
questions.
Yes, sir.
And the difficulty level was also reflective of the JIPMER and PGI,
Sir,
contribution.
especially, sir, once I saw that question on transcription factor, I immediately knew, यार ये तो जिपमर वालों ने डाला होगा पक्का. सो सर, लाइक दैट सर, फिर सर मैनी क्वेश्चन वर लाइक दैट, कि यार ये जिपमर जिपमर का प्रीवियस ईयर था शायद, लाइक, सो इट केम टू मी, यार यस आई हैव सीन दिस इन समवेयर इन जिपमर प्रीवियस ईयर, सो लाइक दैट.
एंड यू नो ऑल्सो टेल मी अबाउट वो जो क्वेश्चन थे जिसमें था ए प्लस बी प्लस सी इज करेक्ट, ऐसा वो जो हाउ डिड यू मैनेज दोज मल्टीपल कम्प्लीशन टाइप ऑफ क्वेश्चंस?
Sir, there were around 15 to 20 such questions, and
ओके
sir, some questions, around 5 to 6 questions were like A and B are correct, C and D are correct. Two options were there in that. And sir, if I in two questions I knew only that one statement is correct, and in all of the four options, in only one option that statement was there that A and E is correct. I knew that E is correct. I didn't know about the other four statements, and only in one option it was there. So two questions I was able to solve like that, and sir, rest of the questions I went with the examiner that I did a liberal approach that I didn't restrict myself that A, B, and C are correct. If I was unsure about a statement, I used to mark it because most of the times it was right. I checked, and most of the times the statement I was usually unsure of, it was usually right. So I did a good thing that I went with the examiner and I marked all the unsure statements also. So
And how many visual questions were there in the paper? Visual 15, 20 multiple completion and visual
visual,
arrangement.
the
Visual.
visuals I don't exactly remember. So around 50, 60 questions would be 50 questions, 40 to 50 questions per visual. Yes, sir, even in orthopedics, many questions. Sir, I realized the importance of attending the clinics. Like I had heard somewhere that कि इसको यार पेडिकल का स्क्रू डालना है. इसके सम पेशेंट वाज देयर एंड कि इसको पेडिकल स्क्रू पढ़ना है. एंड इन माय ऑर्थो डिपार्टमेंट एंड दे आस्क्ड अ क्वेश्चन कि वेयर वेयर डू यू पुट अ स्क्रू इन द स्पाइन. सो
Yeah,
सर
particular.
सो यस सर
More color. Yes. That's
यस
actually a very interesting question and a very interesting answer. And
सर
I also feel, you know, Nikhil, कि इस बार पेपर में बहुत सारे इंटीग्रेटेड क्वेश्चन भी थे. यू को नॉट एक्चुअली प्लेस कि किस सब्जेक्ट से आ रहा है, शुरू हो रहा था कहीं से और जा रहा था कहीं पे. यू
यस
फील
सर
दैट?
सर यस सर क्वेश्चंस बेस्ड ऑन क्लिनिकल एग्जामिनेशन ऑफ मेडिसिन बट दे हैड आस्क्ड अ क्वेश्चन ऑन एनाटॉमी. सो लाइक पैराडॉक्सिकल ब्रीदिंग एंड दे हैड आस्क्ड टू मार्क फ्रेनिक नर्व इन द नेक इन अ डिसेक्शन ऑफ द नेक. सो सर इट वाज दे वर अप्रोचिंग अ पैटर्न ऑफ यूएसएमएलई बट इट वाज ऑन अ मच मच हायर लेवल देन यूएसएमएलई.
And that is very important. You know, I wanted a topper to say this because a lot of people would say कि USMLE के जैसा था. I totally disagree. ये बहुत मुश्किल था. USMLE में बहुत superficial काट रहे होते हैं. यहाँ पे वो
यस
बहुत डेप्थ
सर
के नॉलेज के अंदर.
यस
सो वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. यस, ग्रेट निखिल. एंड निखिल, आई ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू नो फ्रॉम यू कि जैसे यू हैड अटेम्प्टेड आउट ऑफ 200 198,
यस सर
वॉज दैट ऑन पर्पस? यू हैड अ प्लान इन माइंड और यू नो यू सॉ द
यस
नेगेटिव
सर
मार्क्स? Yes, and what was your thought behind it?
सर I had a plan that if they had those multiple completion type sequence questions which have very high negative marking, or like PGI, if they had had a pattern like that, then I have to be then I have then I have not to be aggressive, and I have to play safe. So, but here it was 1 and -0.33. So, sir, we have to mark more than 195, around 195 questions. We have to mark in AIIMS exam. So sir, if we sir won't play the balls, we will not be able to score any runs. So yes sir, so that's it.
Right. जब खेल रनिंग में बनाएंगे तो फिर जीतेंगे कैसे, है ना?
यस सर
ऑसम निखिल, है ना,
यस सर
मजा आ गया. सो निखिल, आई वाज आल्सो यू नो वांटिंग टू नो, डिड यू यूज द एम्स कैप्सूल, द कोविड कैप्सूल,
यस
डैम्स
सर
डीबीटी,
यस
एनी थॉट?
सर आई यूज टू लुक एट डीबीटी पीडीएफ्स राइट फ्रॉम माई थर्ड ईयर. आई हैव सीन देम इन थर्ड ईयर इन माई फाइनल ईयर. सर आई यूज टू गेट अपडेट्स ऑफ एवरी ईयर इन दैट इटसेल्फ. एंड सर दैट वाज रियली हेल्पफुल इन स्पेशली इन सब्जेक्ट्स लाइक फार्माकोलॉजी व्हिच आर रिडन विद अपडेट्स. एंड सर इन रिवाइजिंग एनी सब्जेक्ट इन अ शॉर्ट अमाउंट ऑफ टाइम. एंड सर सर आई डिड एम्स कैप्सूल इन द थ्री वीक्स बिफोर द एग्जाम. एंड आई वॉज रियली पैनिकिंग एट दैट टाइम दैट वॉट टू रिवाइज वट टू हाउ टू गो अबाउट इट ऑल. एम्स कैप्सूल गेव मी अ क्विक रिव्यू ऑफ एवरी थिंग एंड आई वॉज एबल टू गेट गो थ्रू माई नोट्स वेरी फास्ट. especially surgery, obs gyne, and radiology, and the COVID capsule. I revise the COVID capsule in the just before sleeping for the exam, and many questions came from that, and I was like, I took a sigh of relief in the exam. Thank God I did that.
I think, you know, do you think, Nikhil, that even for NEET PG, that will be very, very important, because COVID is the man of the match this year?
Yes, sir. Earlier, I used to think that, yeah, it's like a common cold. Itna kuch hai nahi hai, bas, it's a new strain and pandemic hai. So, isliye it has become an important topic. But once you go into the depths of the topic, once I did the AIMS capsule, I was like, yeah, there's so much to remember there. There is so much detail in this topic. There are so many guidelines. So we have to remember that. And earlier, I had a casual approach for COVID. Like, yeah, it's like another flu. Like, even in influenza, we don't have any specific management for that. No drugs have been shown to be helpful. So, yes, sir. So, but after reading the COVID capsule, I was so wrong.
I think, you know, Nikhil, I would like to add here that, you know, no intern, no final year, and I know in Delhi right now we have fourth year final year also posted, should not take it lightly. It is not a flu. Please don't take it lightly. We are, you know, facing a big challenge for mankind.
Yeah.
And so, because, you know, that is what happens when the children like you are there, you sometimes you become casual. But in with patients in today's time, you cannot be casual right now, because you have to take due precautions for your own self. You children are all precious.
Yes.
And you know, Nikhil, I also want to know from you that how did you utilize the resources on the eMedicos app? Like you told us about, you followed the DVT PDFs, you were looking at the AIMS capsule, you know.
Yes,
how did you use it, and did you also use it for your, you know, TND classes that you missed because of your internship and COVID duties? Did you see the test and discussions on the app as well?
Sir, when I started my revision with the notes, so it was taking a lot of time, especially obs gyne was taking a lot of time. So I decided that I will just look at the TND videos once, and I looked at the TND at 2x, and in 4 or 5 hours. In 5, 6 or 7 hours, I was able to go through whole obs and gyne, and so after that, reading notes was very easy. I remembered what ma'am was saying. So in the last few months, you have to have that the voice of teacher in your mind, that you have to see some videos, that just to get an idea and just to get your mind rolling, that सर ने ऐसा कहा था या मैम ने ऐसा कहा था, हाँ यार ये तो यही ही होगा, तो देर इज नो डाउट अबाउट दैट. सो सर, इन द लास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स आई यूज टू लुक एट टी एन डी वीडियोज, स्पेशली पीडियाट्रिक्स टी एन डी वीडियोज, वेरी वेरी गुड. पीडियाट्रिक्स डी वी टी वॉज वेरी गुड. एंड सर, आई वॉच डू दैट 2x, एंड आई वॉज एबल टू गेट डन विद द सब्जेक्ट इन अ वेरी शॉर्ट अमाउंट ऑफ टाइम, रादर देन रीडिंग नोट्स. एंड notes were in a state of panic, sir. Notes were also, I was not able to gather much from the notes at that time. But after going through the TNDs once, the notes again made more sense, and they weren't seeming so difficult again for me.
So now, are you, when you look back today, you know, when you look back, are you happy with the way we had structured the course, that, you know, you had, you know, classroom in third year, then test and discussion in the internship, so that, you know, we knew exactly that where you would have less time with you and you would need a more condensed crisp uptake, and where you have more time, we give you more concepts. Were you happy with that structure? And do you think that is the ideal way to do finished classes in the college years itself, and then in the final year or in the last year, you do the test and discussion?
Yes, sir. I think that in third year, all the notes, making all the notes and the classes, one should be done with all those things in third year. And final year and internship should be knowledge intensive. And once you do all those things, once I did all those things, I got really jittery and I panicked. And for that, TND was there, and I was able to complete my subjects easily, and the things the teachers were saying were able, I was able to recall in my exam, that if I was in doubt, so I was like, yaar ye bola hai to yahi hoga, ye bola tha aisa to yahi hoga. So that way I was able to consolidate the preparation in the end.
I think, you know, that is a very smart thing to do. Once you have a controversial question, it is controversial because of some reasons. Maybe the language is ambiguous or some choices are ambiguous. So you have to trust the teacher and say, close it, yeah. Teacher bol rahe khatam karte hain.
Yes sir.
Because I would agree that kai bache wo us question ke wo bahut time kharab kar rahe hote hain ki isko
bhul
jana aisa matlab do you agree
sir,
that waste a lot of time
sir I used to search on Facebook on Dams Exclusive Club whichever question I am unsure about I used to search the keywords of that question on Dams Exclusive Club and usually someone would have asked that question in answer and it would be a controversial question or something like that so whatever answer teacher had given I used to straight up see that and no brainstorming after that
any teachers that come to your mind today when you look back and you start thinking about Dams Day
Arvind sir's concepts sir were really really crisp and it is like sir Arvind sir's notes became my basic knowledge like I don't have to read those notes again ever like they are just in my brain like they are so conceptual you don't have to remember anything out of them and yeah yes sir and your class sir I was able to when I was unsure about USMLE so after your class I was able to give a go for Indian PG that theek hai yaar ye bhi kafi interesting hai I was like yaar Indian PG mein bahut rectification and all hai ye wo hai but after your class I was like yaar the class was so interesting and your style of integrating in the class with the clinical features the radiology integration that was very 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 helpful in starting my preparation sir Deepthi ma'am sir and sir after sir my gray matter quiz sir I was I had given CBT that year too in my final year and sir I had a 22nd rank in that NEET PG mock CBT and sir I talked to Deepthi ma'am that I had gotten most of the questions wrong in obs gyne and she yes and sir she guided me and she personally stood with me for 5 to 10 minutes and she personally guided me and that was very 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 helpful
great and yes. You know Nikhil I also want to know from you that you know it's a very interesting question that I have today for you any DAMS moment that comes to your mind that you know any the moment in your classroom which you know build up a memory either with the teachers or with your own friends sitting together or you know something funny happened or something interesting happened or you know some kind of a eureka moment happened like one you told me that you realized after my class that okay Indian PG bhi utna bura nahi hai jitna log bol rahe hain wo paper or you have seen this I am telling you this year's INI CET paper was at a far higher level than any global entrance exam that would be conducted
yes.
It was a pretty decently structured all subjects were represented and that is also one of the points different from previous aims that every subject was given due regard in this year's INI CET paper
yes,
any damn moment that comes to your mind
sir eureka moments were mostly in Arvind sir's class sir that how could I not think this like sir used to say something and sir used to ask questions in class and I was like yaar iska ye hoga and when sir used to give answers and I was like yaar ye to na rare sa hoga kuch aise hi hoga kuch and when he used to explain I was like yaar it was so simple and he explained it in a such simple way and I was completely I aspired to study medicine like Arvind sir like completely unmatched excellence
and that brings me to the next question that
yes.
What branch are you going to pursue and in which institute now you have the possibility to go anywhere in the top institutes you have rank 1 you have the choices what do you think
yes, sir I have always dreamed about md medicine sir I'm not sure about the institute as of yet but yes md medicine I'll
and
talk to more people and yes sir
Are you right now at home or in the
hospital right now?
hostel right now. Great.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, maybe in the next time when you are at home, do, you know, convey my congratulations to your parents as well, you know, because I think it must be, are they excited? Have you told them on the phone?
Yes.
Have they, you know, has this sunk in that, okay, now this is one rank and there's nobody above you today in all central institutes put together?
No, sir, I'm able to believe it as of yet.
Nikhil, I also now want to ask you, like, you know, it is like, you know, when we've talked about a lot of things, we talked about classes, teachers, material, making notes, the, you know, the, we've talked about everything, but there is something else also which would be important this year especially is your mindset. Many people would have given up, you know, when you, especially when, you know, you had that busy internship going on, especially with the COVID postings. You know, many, some of the interns would have given up, ke yaar is saal chhod dete. Now, how did you manage your mindset? And I think, you know, those CBTs and the grand test ranks played a role in, you know,
yes,
keeping you forward. But what do you tell yourself? What makes Nikhil the high achiever that he is?
Sir, in difficult times, sir, I had some motivational, I had just one motivational video. I always used to watch that, and sir, because I believe that if you go around looking for motivation once and sir, it lasts for a very short time. If you see that, yeah, abhi yahan se ek motivation video aise dekh leta hu YouTube se ye wo, sir, it lasts for a very short time. I used to look at just one, and I always, when I looked at that, it always gave me hope and strength that yes, sir, I can do it. And my senior sir, who had already done it last year, so they were an inspiration that I can do it. They have done it, I can also do it. And sir, I used to give when I started scoring above the top rankers of previous years, that gave me a much needed boost that that I can do it. If I do give my 100% in the exam, that I can do it. So after the exam, sir, I was so, I was like, yeah, itna tough exam, because some people were saying that exam to bahut easy tha and ye wo. So I was like, yeah, bahut tough tha exam, to kaun bol raha hai easy hai. So I stopped looking at all the groups. I didn't see any recall question, because people were recalling according to their own will how they have marked. So I stopped. I had a complete aversion. I can understand that one may feel dejected at this time, but it is still doable. Even if you have whatever rank, it is still doable in six months. 6 months is all you need of dedicated preparation. It is still doable. You just have to get the right sources and your right mindset. That's it.
That's great. With right guidance, hard work and persistence, you can still do it. And I also want to tell the students who are listening to us today, if you have not done well in INICT, don't worry. NEET PG is delayed. You have ample time now. And, you know, like Nikhil said, you know, 4-5 months, push it hard, make it happen. You know, that is the key here. Nikhil, I also wanted to know from you, like, you know, there's a question that I have, like, when the things go wrong, or, you know, when, you know, there would have been some moments where, you know, the things may not be going as per, you know, your expectation.
Yes.
Do you, you know, go to family or friends, and like, what is your buffer zone? Like, you know, in today's era, like, you know, the buffer zones have become more and more thin, but what is your buffer zone that helps you to keep going forward?
Sir, I used to go to my friend, sir, my friend Karan, sir, he was my roommate, so I used to go to him, or I used to play my guitar whenever everything was like sab pani mein chala gaya, to I was like, yaar chhodo, ab kya to hai, gaya to gaya, chhodo. So I used to play my guitar for 4-5 hours, and after spending so much time, then I automatically got a feeling, yaar, ab padh lete hain, ab theek hai, ab sab sahi hai. After doing something and not just laying around in my bed, I have also, there have been days that I have been feeling very dejected, and I'm just laying in my bed, I'm not going to the library. And I have realized that we should do something. Even if it is not helping in our preparation, we should do something at least to take our mind off the stress. एंड आफ्टर दैट ऑटोमेटिकली इट कम्स बैक कि हाँ अब पढ़ना है तो यस सर
इज म्यूजिक द स्ट्रेस बस्टर फॉर
यस
निखिल वासुदेवा रैंक वन INICET दिस ईयर.
यस सर
Great. And I think, that is something that I feel is very important. If you have a creative side to you, or if you have a hobby which can, totally refresh your mind, I think
Yes.
that always helps. And Nikhil, I would ask you a very frank question, that if we now look at this year's paper pattern, difficulty level, integrated level, and when you look back at the teaching in DAMS and all the DAMS endeavors, including the un Medicine Unplugged on the YouTube and integrated DVT, AIMS capsule, COVID capsule, where we did a microbiology, pulmonologist, radiology together. So do you kind of feel that we are on the right track as far as the integration goes and the exam standards?
Sir, right after giving the exam, sir, I was like ki ye four questions. I remember at least four questions that I got wrong in CBTs, and I was so thankful that I got them wrong in CBTs, and I was sure that I got them right in the exam. And sir, especially sir, the hepatobiliary section for in I don't know how, but teachers know that this is important. And in this DVT, hepatobiliary section was covered so extensively and so nicely. And sir, so many two questions from surgery came directly from hepatobiliary. Direct questions were from hepatobiliary section. And sir, I don't know how, but teachers know what is important, from where the question will be asked. Somehow they know. So I would suggest that we should follow the teachers. Whatever topic they are teaching, you may find this is extensive, this is very rote learning and whatever. But it is important if they are teaching, especially in the DVT, if they are teaching, then it is important. It will come in the exam. And if you don't read it, you will regret in the exam that it came in the DVT. I skipped that part. So DVT is a must. And every question in CBT is a potential question that can come in your real exam. So a proper analysis of CBT is also very essential.
And Nikhil, do you also feel that the exam system in India is gradually disintegrating from subject-wise approach to system-wise approach? Like, I was hearing that you were talking about hepatobiliary system, not just a surgery question or like. So, do you think that we all should begin subject-wise and end it system-wise? Do you think that the approach that we follow in DAMS is right now going to be the trend for future?
Yes, sir. It is not possible to start with the integration. So, sir, once you are done with all the subjects, once you are we should be well versed with all the subjects, then we have to connect the dots in integration. It is not like they are asking something. They are not asking some. They are asking human anatomy only. We just have to connect the dots. So that sir. This approach in DVT was really helpful, that the questions were structured in that way. Like all the I feel after giving the exam, I was like, yaar, pata nahi, paper teachers ko pata hi hota hai. Matlab, I think pata nahi, sir. I was so sure ki, matlab, yaar,
We
how
are
come
so
they
deeply
so similar?
actually now these teachers are so deeply engaged into teaching as well as in like so like Nikhil, what happens is that we've been analyzing paper patterns for like 20 years now. So what happens is what might seem to you like a magic, it actually is a result of analyzing every paper. Like if you recall a moment from DVT where we had Dr. Gaurav Patel were talking about a patient with road traffic accident. Then he examined and he said it is pneumothorax. I showed you the X-ray of new potential pneumothorax. Then we talked about the
Yes, sir.
ICD tube, white bone needle. And
Yes.
so, but if you recall in third year when you were in my class, I told the pneumothorax will come. These are like,
Yes.
there's no magic here. Everybody knows that emergencies are a very, very
Yes.
important part of it. And we need to now look into more depth. I think one of the most important messages that we all should take is please, please ignore no subject. Okay, I'm
Yes.
saying that some children, what they do is that for AIMS, this is important, for NEET, this is important. This is not true. All
Yes,
subjects
sir.
were asked, even a small subject like psychiatry, dermatology, anesthesia, radiology, and
Yes,
even
sir.
orthopedics. for that matter. ENT, every subject had questions this time.
Yes,
I think that what is helping good students like you, that you know you were working from beginning and they were asking all subjects.
Yes. Tell me. Even sir, surgery and ops gynae, sir, for AIMS we usually tend to skip classifications. Ki classification nahi puchhenge AIMS wale, achha question aayega, classification nahi puchhenge. But they did ask this time, so for all next exams, classifications, and even the that's why sir, to remember the class 3 of every classification, that is always helpful.
Good strategy actually.
Yes
sir, really good strategy. And Nikhil, any particular topics that you would want to highlight to next year's INICT aspirants? Any particular topics that you feel that as a DAMS alumni now, or as a influential senior, as a person who has done the most coveted rank one in the India's first INICT 2020, any particular topics that you want them to highlight? Any particular topics or any particular thing that please don't miss this.
Sir, I would ask everyone to read First Aid for USMLE, first of all. That is an essential book for everyone. Everyone should know what is given in that book. And so one is that, and sir, cadaveric images. One should look at all the, there is a dissector, I don't know the name. It is a cadaveric dissector book that it gives every image and every cadaveric image in the body. And we should have a look at that too, along with the classes in which the cadaveric images are covered. And many systems, like I told, hepatobiliary system, they were given very much importance in this year's exam. And the tables from Harrison and Robbins, and images from Robbins, so they are, and the captions written under them, they are very important. And so, and sir, other topics which are covered in the class, unhi se hi aayega jo aayega. Jo DPT se kaafi paper aayega.
Great, Nikhil. It has been a pleasure to know you, meet you, and has been a pleasure to meet you in as a Grey Matter finalist at that time. It has been a pleasure to meet you in Pulse in second year. It has been a pleasure to meet you in classes. And it has been a pleasure to know your journey ending in style this year. And particularly this year, I feel, you've done very, very well for yourself. You have proven that even if, there are some setbacks in the end of the, because of the duties and everything happening, if you have started early and you have a strong base, you can, cover up. And one of the most important messages that I want to use from him is that start giving grand test early,
yes,
as early as possible. He was starting in third year, and I still see students who are giving exam this year who have not started. Please, yes, please see the topper. He has started grand test in third year. You have not even started till now. Please do that.
Yes.
And Nikhil, suppose, I'm asking a theoretical question. Suppose you had not done well in INICT, and the NEET PG was getting delayed. What were your thoughts 2 days back that NEET PG delay ho raha hai, ab kya karenge? Any ideas on that?
Sir, I was thinking about becoming IAS.
Wait, I think you were waiting for the result.
Actually, I was like, internship thi is saal. I'll give my one go for May INICET, and we'll see once keep. इस बार पता तो चल गया पैटर्न, एंड आई हैड डन सम सिली मिस्टेक्स, एंड आई वाज लाइक कि अगले एग्जाम में बिल्कुल रिलैक्स होके देना पेपर और ये सिली मिस्टेक्स नहीं करनी है. सो बस यही स्ट्रेटजी थी.
कोई बात नहीं, थोड़ी सी होगी सिली मिस्टेक्स, कोई बात नहीं. दैट रियली डजंट मैटर. यू आर द रैंक वन राइट नाउ. इट इज नॉट बिटवीन यू एंड द एग्जाम, इट इज बिटवीन द स्टूडेंट्स गिविंग द पेपर. दैट इज द ग्रेट ग्रेट थॉट. Final motivational line from Dr. Nikhil Vasudev for future aspirants.
So one thing that I always remember, that those who think I can and those who think I can't, both are usually right. So you have to keep that in mind. If you think you can do it. If you think you can't, you can't. That's it. It's your mindset.
I think stay positive and keep saying, yes, I can, and you will be able to do it in the future exam. So Nikhil, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations once more. Convey my regards to your parents, family, and have a good celebration. And I wish you all the best. Stay safe and be positive. And tell us, whenever you join medicine in AIIMS, do tell us that you've reached the journey that you wanted to fulfill.
Yes.
I wish you all the best, Beta. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Beta. Thank you.